Uttara Bhadrapada Nakshatra, experience association versus dissociation. Some individuals experience life through association, feeling deeply connected to people, emotions, environments, and memories. Others lean toward dissociation, observing from a distance, detaching to maintain clarity, control, or spiritual focus. Uttara Bhadrapada Nakshatra, ruled by Saturn, detachment, karmic maturity, and co-ruled by Ahirbhudna, the serpent of the deep, symbol of hidden consciousness and transcendence, naturally leans toward dissociation. These natives often experience life as if from beneath the surface, processing emotion and meaning inwardly, watching rather than participating fully. This style of experience gives them profound spiritual depth, but can also create a sense of loneliness, separation, or invisibility. Yet when grounded in purpose or moved by compassion, they can shift into association, opening their heart to others in ways that are subtle, healing, and deeply loyal. Planetary placements in the 1st, 4th, 5th, and 10th houses shape how emotionally engaged or withdrawn they become. If Saturn is in the 1st or 4th house, the experience is strongly dissociated. These individuals tend to observe rather than absorb, monitoring life through a lens of caution, responsibility, or karmic detachment. In Uttara Bhadrapada, Saturn adds quiet endurance. They feel things deeply but process them slowly, often in solitude. If Saturn is in the 10th, this emotional restraint becomes visible. They are seen as composed, reliable, and emotionally controlled, often carrying unseen burdens. If Moon is in the 4th or 5th house, the experience tilts toward association, but with an undertow of introspection. These natives feel life intensely, but may not express it outwardly. In Uttara Bhadrapada, Moon adds sensitivity. They associate emotionally, but often retreat after the fact to reflect and regenerate. If Moon is in the 10th, this emotional depth is projected into leadership or service. They care deeply, but maintain a calm exterior, often guiding others with a compassionate but understated presence. If Jupiter is in the 1st or 9th house, the experience becomes philosophically associated. They feel life through meaning, value, or faith. These individuals associate with ideals more than immediate emotion. In Uttara Bhadrapada, Jupiter gives a sense of unity. They may appear detached, but their heart is tethered to a higher truth. If Jupiter is in the 10th, this association becomes part of their public identity. They are seen as wise, ethical, and purpose-driven, engaging through principle rather than personal emotion. If Mercury is in the 3rd or 10th house, experience becomes observationally dissociated. These individuals prefer to understand emotion by analyzing it, processing through thought rather than immersion. In Uttara Bhadrapada, Mercury adds an intellectual filter. They may seem present, but are often mentally translating experience into meaning or narrative. If Mercury is in the 10th, they may work in roles that require objectivity, guidance, or translation, engaging selectively and strategically. If Ketu is in the 1st or 5th house, the experience becomes intuitively dissociated. These individuals feel ancient, distant, or not fully here. In Uttara Bhadrapada, Ketu enhances spiritual detachment. They often feel like witnesses to their own lives, connected to subtle realms more than to the everyday. If Ketu is in the 10th, this spiritual dissociation becomes part of their vocation. They may take on roles that involve energetic work, hidden service, or quiet transformation. Uttara Bhadrapada's experiential style is rooted in depth, detachment, and devotion. They are not quick to react or reveal, but they hold space for what others cannot. Their growth lies in learning when to soften the distance, when to let life touch them directly without losing the clarity they carry. When balanced, they become sacred mirrors, anchored in stillness, able to feel without being overwhelmed, and to witness without turning away. Their gift is soulful presence, quiet, vast, and quietly transformative. Uttara Bhadrapada Nakshatra, approach, matching versus mismatching. Some individuals approach life through a matching lens, focusing on what aligns, resonates, or supports harmony. Others operate from a mismatching lens, scanning for what's off, broken, or in need of correction. Uttara Bhadrapada Nakshatra, ruled by Saturn, judgment, long-term view, inner discernment, and co-ruled by Ahirbhudna, serpent of the deep, symbolic of subtle disruption and hidden order, leans toward a mismatching approach. These natives are naturally attuned to the flaws in systems, emotional atmospheres, or karmic patterns, not out of criticism, but from a quiet compulsion to refine, heal, and restore integrity. Their perception is subtle and slow. They don't react quickly, but once something feels wrong, they sense it deeply and work patiently to bring it back into balance. However, when their emotional state is steady or their spiritual vision clear, they can shift into matching mode, especially in roles that require compassion, containment, or long-term restoration. Planetary placements in the 3rd, 6th, and 10th houses reveal how they move between these lenses. If Saturn is in the 6th or 10th house, the approach is clearly mismatching, but with structure and purpose. These individuals notice inefficiencies, misalignments, or breakdowns and feel responsible for correcting them. In Uttara Bhadrapada, Saturn gives them the patience to repair slowly and thoroughly. They are karmic editors. If Saturn is in the 10th, this becomes visible in their professional role. They are trusted to fix what others ignore, often in spiritual, institutional, or humanitarian contexts. If Moon is in the 4th or 6th house, the mismatching is emotional. They feel when something is out of sync long before they name it. These individuals may not confront directly, but they withdraw or shift subtly when an environment doesn't feel right. In Uttara Bhadrapada, Moon adds psychic sensitivity. They sense the suffering or imbalance beneath the surface. If Moon is in the 10th, they carry this into public life, often guiding others quietly, bringing order through emotional intelligence. If Mercury is in the 3rd or 10th house, the mismatching becomes more analytical and verbal. These individuals are attuned to contradiction, inconsistency, and cognitive dissonance. In Uttara Bhadrapada, Mercury brings quiet precision. They speak when it matters, often pointing to truths others don't want to face. If Mercury is in the 10th, they are seen as intelligent critics, strategic reformers, or philosophical communicators who work behind the scenes or in systems-based roles. If Jupiter is in the 1st or 9th house, the lens softens into matching, especially when grounded in faith or principle. These individuals seek moral or spiritual coherence. They don't ignore problems, but they look first for what can be uplifted or restored. In Uttara Bhadrapada, Jupiter sees the suffering but responds with compassion. They believe that brokenness can be redeemed. If Jupiter is in the 10th, this hopeful matching becomes part of their leadership. They guide through belief, patience, and ethical structure. If Rahu is in the 3rd or 10th house, the mismatching becomes amplified, urgent, obsessive, or boundary-breaking. These individuals may focus intensely on what's wrong, especially when seeking transformation, power, or validation. In Uttara Bhadrapada, Rahu agitates Saturn. They may swing between trying to fix everything and needing to pull away entirely. If Rahu is in the 10th, this becomes public. They may rise as reformers or mystics, but must learn to refine rather than react. Uttara Bhadrapada's core approach is quiet refinement, seeing what's not working, not to destroy it, but to return it to its original truth. They don't seek conflict, but they don't overlook misalignment either. Their growth lies in balancing this sacred scrutiny with compassion, learning when to adjust and when to simply hold space. When aligned, they become karmic restorers, those who sense the cracks in the vessel and heal them from within with patience, vision, and unwavering depth. Uttara Bhadrapada Nakshatra, time experience, in time versus through time. Some individuals experience life in time, immersed in the moment, emotionally responsive, and intuitively present. Others live through time, tracking the past, forecasting the future, and acting with long-range awareness. Uttara Bhadrapada Nakshatra, ruled by Saturn, Kronos, legacy, karmic sequencing, and co-ruled by Hirbhumya, serpent of the deep, symbolic of timeless knowledge, leans strongly toward a through-time experience. These natives often feel the weight of lifetimes in their bones. They measure progress slowly, think in cycles rather than moments, and act with a sense of inner timing that respects consequences. Their lives unfold like sacred architecture, deliberate, enduring, and deeply intentional. However, when stirred by compassion, spiritual insight, or emotional connection, they can momentarily shift into in time, responding with presence and immediacy, especially in moments that call for quiet care or meaningful service. planetary placements in the 1st, 4th, 7th, and 10th houses influence how they experience and manage time, whether they follow the soul's clock or the world's pulse. If Saturn is in the 1st or 10th house, the experience is clearly through time. These individuals operate with restraint, responsibility, and an eye on karmic impact. In Uttara Bhadrapada, Saturn deepens their internal tempo. They rarely act quickly, trusting that the right moment will arise when all elements align. If Saturn is in the 10th, this temporal gravity becomes visible. They are seen as methodical professionals or spiritual elders who act not for speed, but for permanence. If Moon is in the 4th or 7th house, time becomes more in time, especially on an emotional level. These individuals feel their way through life, responding to moods, atmospheres, and relational energy. In Uttara Bhadrapada, Moon introduces a flowing emotional intelligence. They may pause until something feels right, then respond with deep presence. If Moon is in the 10th, this responsiveness enters public life. They are attuned to collective mood and often lead through calm, timely intuition. If Mercury is in the 3rd or 10th house, the experience blends both modes, thinking through time, but acting with in-time mental agility. These individuals plan ahead, but respond quickly when logic aligns. In Uttara Bhadrapada, Mercury brings clarity to Saturn's stillness. They may be quiet strategists who read long arcs but deliver insight in the moment. If Mercury is in the 10th, they are seen as advisors or communicators, those who articulate long-range plans with precision and poise. If Jupiter is in the 1st or 9th house, the through-time experience becomes philosophical and expansive. These natives track soul evolution, not just schedules. In Uttara Bhadrapada, Jupiter gives them faith in timing. They trust life's delays, seeing them as part of divine unfolding. If Jupiter is in the 10th, their leadership style is timeless. They act when meaning calls, offering wisdom rooted in long-term understanding rather than short-term gain. If Rahu is in the 1st or 10th house, the relationship to time may become distorted, increasing urgency, ambition, or pressure. These individuals may try to skip steps, leap ahead, or manipulate timing to force transformation. In Uttara Bhadrapada, Rahu agitates Saturn. They may feel caught between stillness and craving. If Rahu is in the 10th, this plays out publicly. They may rise fast, but must learn patience or risk burning out before their true purpose matures. Uttara Bhadrapada's time experience is deeply sacred and cyclical. These natives are not rushed. They move like tides, carrying wisdom that isn't bound to clocks. Their evolution lies in balancing presence with patience, knowing when to wait and when the soul says now. When aligned, they become masters of timing, walking between worlds, moving slowly but with meaning, and teaching others that true growth unfolds not in haste, but in depth, devotion, and right rhythm. Uttara Bhadrapada Nakshatra, primary interest motivation, people, activities, places, or things. Some individuals are primarily motivated by people, seeking connection, harmony, or emotional intimacy. Others are driven by activities, what they do, build, or serve. Some resonate deeply with places, environments that reflect inner stillness or spiritual energy. And others are motivated by things, structures, roles, or symbols that embody purpose or legacy. Uttara Bhadrapada Nakshatra, ruled by Saturn, endurance, responsibility, and co-ruled by Ahirbhudna, serpent of the deep, symbolizing spiritual containment and cosmic order, is most often motivated by places and activities, especially those that carry karmic weight, inner meaning, or sacred purpose. These natives are drawn to what endures, the sanctity of spiritual environments, the gravity of service, and the quiet power of long-term, soul-aligned work. While they may care about people and things, their true motivation comes from being in the right space, physically, emotionally, or energetically, and doing what needs to be done. Planetary placements in the 1st, 3rd, 6th, and 10th houses shape how this quiet devotion unfolds. If Saturn is in the 1st, 6th, or 10th house, the native is motivated primarily by activities, especially those involving duty, repair, or long-term responsibility. These individuals are builders of invisible infrastructure. They show up because the work matters. In Uttara Bhadrapada, Saturn adds sacred purpose. They are drawn to healing, containment, and karmic completion. If Saturn is in the 10th, they are seen as committed professionals, those who carry emotional or systemic burdens with grace, often in solitude. If Moon is in the fourth or seventh house, people become a more significant motivator, especially in emotional, relational, or nurturing roles. These individuals often feel compelled to care, soothe, or protect. In Uttara Bhadrapada, the Moon adds compassion. They are moved by the suffering or needs of others, though they may not always show it outwardly. If Moon is in the 10th, this care becomes public. They are known for their emotional wisdom, often taking on roles that center collective well-being. If Jupiter is in the 1st or 9th house, places and activities combine into a philosophical calling. These individuals are moved by sacred spaces, spiritual teachings, or the impulse to guide others. In Uttara Bhadrapada, Jupiter gives vision. They are drawn to monasteries, retreats, temples, or symbolic places where soul work can unfold. If Jupiter is in the 10th, they may become teachers, mentors, or spiritual advisors, operating in roles that blend location with mission. If Mercury is in the 3rd or 10th house, the interest shifts toward activities involving communication, thought, or structured guidance. These natives are motivated by tasks that require mental clarity and subtle articulation. In Uttara Bhadrapada, Mercury brings quiet precision. They may not speak much, but when they do, it's to bring clarity to confusion. If Mercury is in the 10th, they are seen as calm strategists, working behind the scenes to help systems run or wisdom be known. If Rahu is in the 1st or 10th house, the motivation can briefly shift toward cha things, status, role, or symbolic achievement. These individuals may pursue spiritual authority, power, or legacy as a way to anchor their sense of becoming. In Uttara Bhadrapada, Rahu disrupts stillness. They may chase visibility, only to realize that what they seek lies in presence, not prestige. If Rahu is in the 10th, they may rise quickly in public roles, but must realign with the soul's pace to avoid burnout or disillusionment. Uttara Bhadrapada's core motivation is containment with meaning, to be in the right place, doing the right work, for reasons that extend beyond ego. They are not driven by excitement, attention, or materialism. They are moved by inner necessity, karmic calling, and the still voice that says, this is the work of the soul. When aligned, they become sacred stewards of effort, quietly building, serving, and tending to the invisible structures that hold the world together.